One of the things that I think struck me is it seems like you guys do a lot of the little things, free pillow promotions, leaving mints on customers' pillows. It's a nice touch.
I think I've probably learned that from either my grandmother or my bride. My grandmother was in the hospitality business, and I remember her customers saying they will drive out of their way to stay with Pearl because she would make cookies for them, bring milk by to them. And I remember as a kid how much that impressed me. And then my wife, just the little details that she puts into play, and it's been that way 29 years, I've seen that little things matter, and we think that that's the secret sauce.
Welcome into another episode of the Independent Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Stott, and that right there is Roger Cunningham, the CEO and owner of The Bed Store. And his story, is a really interesting one, where he took a passion and love for the mattress industry that was born early on in his life and career, and turned it into what's become really one of the most, if not the most successful mattress businesses in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And he did it built around this concept of just simple things. He heard it there. He kind of learned it from his grandmother and wife, different life lessons, as he was growing up and into, his relationships, and has applied it to business. And it's been really successful for him and, has permeated throughout the rest of his company, the rest of the bed store. And it's why, we wanted to have him on the podcast, talk to him about, what he does, how he does it, and learn a little bit, see what other retailers in the space, not necessarily just mattress stores either, what you can learn from, the way he conducts his business, the way he works with his employees, and just spreads his message. A trained Baptist minister, it's kind of interesting to see how that resonates, with his business strategy and management style. So really cool story. They've got a couple other innovative ways of, working and attracting and retaining customers, as we come to find out, through different systems that they've developed for the bed store. But just really a great interview, a great story to share, and one that I was excited to have on the podcast. So let's just go ahead and dive into this interview with Roger Cunningham of The Bed Store. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and excited to be joined right now by a man who, referred to me. You really jumped at this opportunity, Roger. I almost feel like have you been a podcast listener and you were like, oh man, he finally called me and I'm ready to do this? Is that what?
Yeah, when's my chance?
Is that what happened? No. Yeah. But Roger Cunningham, CEO and owner of The Bed Store down there in Knoxville, Tennessee. Is that right? Is that where
you
from?
Beautiful Knoxville, always with an adjective, beautiful Knoxville.
That's awesome. Well, I'm in cloudy right now, Philadelphia, so, a little bit different part of the country, but now Knoxville's an area I have not been to. I've been to Nashville, Tennessee, not Knoxville, so a little different.
Jump in the car with Dave sometime and come on.
After, once we get through this whole pandemic thing, that'll certainly be on the list of things to do, but no, Roger, I appreciate you, joining us, and, excited to chat a little bit about The Bed Store today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, well, let's start right there. Tell us about, The Bed Store, we'll get to the history of how you got there a little bit, but when someone walks into The Bed Store today, I know you have a couple locations, spread throughout the Knoxville area, but what's a bed store like when you walk in?
Well, we have a phrase here. We're as simple as our name, B-E-D. Even the owner can spell it. So we just keep everything really simple. One of our slogans is three beds. So we get everything down to three beds, which is a tough fit formulation. No bears. So it's the old Goldilocks story.
No, that's awesome. I mean, you guys kind of run the gamut. I was digging through your website as far as product. You've got everything you'd expect to find at a mattress store, but I know you guys are kind of king of the mountain down there in Knoxville. Is that right?
Yeah, my dad always said find a pond you can be the big fish in, and so this is one we picked out. and we struggled to be the big fish and not be eaten for years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and we'll certainly get into a little bit of that. I know you guys are doing a lot of innovative things, but you know, tell us how did you come into the bed store? You know, what's kind of your retail background, and you know, what led you to, you know, now being CEO and owner of the bed store?
My entry into this profession was waterbeds out of South Florida, up against the mighty Keith and Kevin Koenig, Waterbed City at the time. But we were in West Palm Beach, and they were down in the Fort Lauderdale, Pompano area. And so I had some really good people to learn from. And so I went to school to be a Baptist minister. I need to start there.
Oh, wow.
A part-time job in West Palm Beach after that, just kind of get my feet up underneath me, figure out what I wanted to do, for a 15 hours a week job for a waterbed and head shop. How about that?
Wow.
that goes back before your time.
Yeah.
And but anyway, just fell in love with the bedding industry, and then just made the transition over. We opened up 21 waterbed stores here in Knoxville. And then as I saw that dying, I tried to warn our industry that we needed to be thinking sleep shops, and that this was going to go away and we needed to merge into something else. I remember that speech. I gave it in Chicago, and Keith Koenig did not like that speech. And he's powerful, and he let me know about it. But anyway, I got into this. I consulted for quite some time. I got into design and just a bunch of things. But then I married the girl of my dreams 29 years ago, and I needed to stay home. So, and we lived in Knoxville, so I opened the bed stores.
Ah, that's awesome. And what do you think it was? You know, you mentioned that you kind of fell in love with it. What was it about the industry that kind of stole your heart?
What fascinated me, and once again, it was a waterbed day, so that was an interesting time. Yeah. That was the beginning of it. So, you know, you could put the bedding guys pardon the pun, falling asleep. The waterbed guys were the cowboys. You know, they were unfortunately called cocaine cowboys, but cowboys. And it was a new frontier. It was a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, with me, what resonated with my calling in life is to help other people, was to sincerely see customers coming back saying, this helped me. And that shocked me, because I had always thought a bed's a bed's a bed. And that changed my views of that.
No, that's awesome. And well, now today, you know, with the bed store, tell us a little bit about, you know, I mentioned that you guys are kind of king of the mountain there in Knoxville. What's sort of the scope of the bed store as far as, you know, how many stores and things like that are you guys in that area?
We have 8 stores. You know, the theory there is, and you're pushed by some big name brands. You put more locations out than you might possibly need. But which it is what it is. I would rather have a couple of superstores here and keep everybody together. But as it is, you need to be the king of the neighborhood. And so we try to position ourselves to be in the neighborhoods. And then we don't change the language. We change the dialect of our offerings in each one of those neighborhoods.
Gotcha. And, you know, like I said, I was digging around, you know, doing a little research on you guys. And one of the things that I think struck me is, particularly on your website, you know, it seems like you guys do a lot of the little things, you know, little things that sort of make the difference, that I, you know, talk about big box and things like that, what they might or might not be able to do. But I mean, I, you know, obviously a big push on your website, there's free shipping. That's, you know, it's not a little detail per se today, but almost one of those expected to haves on a customer's perspective. But you know, other like free pillow promotions, leaving mints on customers' pillows, and things like that. Tell me about that, like that commitment to doing those things like that. That just like, it's a nice touch.
Well, I think it is. I think I've probably learned that from either my grandmother or my bride, my wife. But they've always said it's the little things that count. My grandmother was in the hospitality business in South Florida, and I remember her customers saying they will drive out of their way to stay with Pearl, that was her name, because she would make cookies for them, bring milk by to them, and the little things. And I remember as a kid how much that impressed me. And then my wife, she is the hopeless romantic, and she says I am, but she is the one. And just the little details that she puts into play, and it's been that way 29 years, so I've seen that little things matter. And so we tell our guys, if you'll take care of that, and if you'll be customer centric. So another phrase, you'll hear me use tons of them, but we do this like we're just walking through the hallways. We'll say stuff like this, but is our brand is you. And so that's where we can, now we have great brands, but the most important thing to you, to me, is somebody to make it about us. And so that little detail means you clean your windows, your bathrooms are ready. And you can ask my guys, you ought to see some of our chatter posts. When you go into a bathroom and there's no toilet paper on the roll, that goes up. who wasn't thinking about somebody today? You know, so it's probably overkill. They like it when I take off.
But no, but that kind of goes to, you know, that mentality sort of permeates throughout the rest of the company. And I mean, was that always the kind of intended benefit purpose of that, or, you know, what other benefits has it had for you guys?
No, that's it. Because I don't think you can buy, we tell people every day, you can buy a mattress anywhere and now everywhere. I mean, you know, you can bring it in from anywhere and just sit at home. And so we're a high touch. That's something that gives you a competitive advantage. And we have to back that up. It's one thing to say it, which we've always said it. We don't do 72-hour sales. We don't do truckload sales. And not knocking any of those. We don't. They work. We don't do them. We've always said, when you get ready, we want to tuck you in. We'll even tuck you in. And tuck is thoughtful, understanding, compassionate, and kind.
Right.
And that's it. And so if you're serious about it, when you get serious about it, at least put us in the 2.8 visits you're going to make. You know, at least let us, and we think that that's the secret sauce.
Now, I don't want you to gloss over that, because that was one of the other, you know, small details that I was able to dig up on your website. You have an acronym for TUCK. So run that back and run through that again.
Okay. Thoughtful. So that, and we have to project that and be sincere. Authenticity is the measuring rod. Thoughtful to the customer, make it about them, right? Understanding. They have problems. They have issues. They have wishes and desires. We need to draw those out and understand those, right? Compassion. Sometimes, I mean, people are bruised. It's rough out there. I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but it's rough out there.
A little bit.
And so when they're in our home, we just want them to know we're compassionate. We feel. We're empathetic. We feel with you. And then kindness. And kindness, I used to say those are the same thing, but I don't think they are. Kindness is kind of a paying it forward. Regardless of what we're getting back, we can act in a kind way. And they may walk across the street. We can kindly help them across the street to check out the competitor. Or to, if that's the better place for them to be, and it's hard for a salesperson to say, it's hard for a businessman to say, but we need you to be there. If that's the best place for you, because we promised when you came in, it's about you, not about us. It's about you. So
who's the, I know if I remember correctly, did your wife have a marketing background? Is she?
Yes.
So is Tuck, is that something she came up with? Where did Tuck come from?
No, I'm going to tell you two stories. No, she would have done even better. But the two stories, the guy that handles all of our advertising now owns his own agency, but he started as a delivery boy here.
Oh, wow.
And he just wanted to go with me one day to do a radio spot. And that's before they had all the computers. And so I couldn't hit the 30 second. I had 3 seconds left and they kept stretching the voice out, doing whatever. And so I was sitting in the sound booth and I said, well, we'll even tuck you in, just playing. They grabbed that. It was 3 seconds long. And then that became, we trademarked it. That became the tagline. But like I said, my grandmother used to always tuck me in, and she called it tucking her customers in. So I had been being in the bedding business, never really thought about it. And it's funny because now we hear people with my pictures are on everything, which is sad, but on the side of the trucks, and people say, that creepy old guy that will tuck you in. There you go.
Oh, no. Well, the other thing about Tuck, too, that is kind of cool is that, you know, it has kind of evolved into another part of the business, too. And this kind of gets to, you know, I want to talk about how you've been in business a couple decades now with the bed store, and, you know, what it's like having that sustained success. Obviously involves a little innovation and evolution as a company. You know, part of that evolution, I know, is this tuck fit system.
Right.
So explain, you know, that I know that, you know, looking on your website, it kind of positions itself as a way for a customer to kind of find the bed that's right for them.
Right. And let me, I want to say this, at least this is claimed. This is told to me by the people who count the numbers, that and everything's tracked in this company. So we're simple, but behind simple is a lot of complex stuff going on. But on the tuck fit, now I think it's been out 7 or 8 years. We're 97% accurate. That formula,
wow,
97% of those decisions stick. That's pretty amazing. I mean, one of my attorney friends says, quit saying that on your ads. If you can't be 100%, don't be any. I'll use that as inspiration. I'm trying to get to be 100%. But basically, it's the same deal. It's a simple, you saw, it's kind of fun. The questions, the way the questions are asked about the biscuits, how many biscuits you eat or whatever. But there's algorithms behind that. And those algorithms are plugged in a 200,000 plus customer base. So yeah. Feedback from that. Then we obviously put 32 beds in our lineup. So when we go to the market, another thing we say is we go to the market before you go to the market. So when you come to the market, we'll be ready. So there are thousands and thousands of beds in the market. We're trying to find the best 32 for what our customers tell us they're looking for. So we shop for them. When they come in, they don't want to see all 32 beds. And that's not a lot of beds.
Right. No.
It's an enviable footprint because the cost of retail space. But that's 32 beds. We try to get it down to three. So the three beds, no bears. So if I give you a tuck fit equation, you fill it out online. So I'm not breathing on you. It's in the comfort of your home. It gives you real live information focused on you, which is our brand, right? It prints, you can print it out, bring it in. You have power now. You're not walking into a used car salesman. You're coming in telling him. He's not telling you anything. And you get a free pillow just for coming in. So, I guess what I'm trying to say, it works. It's very simple. It works. And the Tuck Fit name came to me, and we were in a business meeting, and I get bored very easily. Even with great conversation, I just, my mind travels. My school teachers used to notice that as well. But anyway, I was sitting and listening to Fitbit, this fit, all these fits. And so I wrote that thing down, texted it to our advertising people. And I said, what do you think about this name? Come up with a way to use this, Tuck Fit. And they came up and said, why don't we put it on social media? And we actually do it here live in the stores as well. But it sounds like you and I talking. We don't pull anything out. We tried that, but that's too clumsy. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
But and plus our salespeople didn't like it. So we go back into what would the three beds be? If you ask the right questions, could we get it down to three beds? And what would those three beds be? And why would it be that? So they developed an algorithm actually tracking that stuff. And it works great.
So now when it spits out, so I went through most of them. I didn't go final and see what the types of beds were that it would recommend. But when it spits out those three beds, is it three different kinds or is it three that are fairly similar and you kind of just slight differences that might cater to the customer?
Okay. So on the sleep equation or the tuck fit equation, you saw there's about 8 or 9 questions.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you think you like? Kind of
right.
One of those questions kind of says that I like it. Gooey soft. I like it.
Right.
Whatever that is. Is there anybody else sleeping with you? Do they like the same thing you like? No, they like it the opposite of what I like. So it's running that into the next equation. It'll bring price points in there in a fun way because, you know, we don't want to establish value.
Right.
Bottom line is you're going to, once value, once you want something, and once somebody else is out there declaring, I'll sell you what you want for less, you got me. I mean, I've got to perform. And it says on there, we'll price guarantee it. But we never start with the price guarantee. How important in the tuck fit equation is price to you? And so if you make it big important, it comes up here. If you don't, it slides down here. And then it lines up in what we carry. What are the, and I'm going to tell you a fun one in just a second. It's new. We just added this. But if when that happens, if you're being honest with us, and that happens, probably one of these three beds is going to sleep cool. Right. It's going to meet the needs of both of you people. It's going to be within a price range that you think is acceptable. It might shock you a little bit, but you probably will think it's acceptable, because that's where you're going to be if you go shopping anywhere. You're going to get educated into what those things cost. And brand names, there's a question there about brand. Heck, if you don't sleep well without hugging a brand name or something, then you need it by all means. And so, yeah, we have it. But we would give you in that equation a way out of that. So that's called a validator.
Gotcha.
So would you still choose it if it was $1,000 less? So that may be one of the three.
Okay.
So it's just according to how you answer those. Now, what we just added, and it's making a big difference with the COVID supply line shortages.
Right.
Everybody's sales are up right now, but can you deliver? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like giving money back.
Right.
So as we've added availability, how important is availability to you?
Right.
Now, I think we've added it in the stores. I don't know if they put it on that equation yet. I've told them to put that in that equation, because if that's the most important thing to you, well, guess what we have today? We have three beds that are in stock.
So how quickly do you need this mattress? Because with everything going on today, that could be, it's something that, do you need it that day, the next day, whatever, to that week, or can you wait a couple of weeks? So
Now let me tell you what else that does. Now I have this tuck fit data, and I have to go back out into the market, because this is what my tuck fitters are telling me. And so now I have real live data in rearranging, do I still have the best 32 mattresses for what my customer base is telling me?
So this interesting correlation here, because you do not have a single appliance in your store, obviously, as the bed store, but it sounds very similar. Nationwide had just launched this assortment rationalization tool, which is it's geared right now for the appliance business, but that is essentially, it's for members to basically see what, there's not a front end version of ART right now that a consumer would plug data into, but it's using, data based on sell through and things like that to, then turn around and let dealers know what the best assortment for, like, where their gaps are in their store.
Right.
Kind of sounds very similar to something like that, where, you're gathering all this data, 97% accurate. That right there tells you that, it's solid data as far as what you're building. That's impressive. That's an impressive tool.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's simple. It's easy to remember because it doesn't fit anywhere else. It's just kind of, what in the world is tuck fit? So when we say every commercial for 28 years, will even tuck you in, we become known as that. And so, and we're trying to take the creepy out of it. We're trying to say it's a soft, funny way to approach the sale. It's approachable. And then with this old guy is the face of the company, and I'm not aging out well. So we're working on what's the next thing there. But with that, our promise on the other end, and when we train, we tell our customers when they come in, and because they'll say, where's that guy? And we have stand-ups they've made of me in there. And once again, that's kind of creepy to me. But but they will say, he told us to give you better than that you deserve better than that. So that's why I'm here. And so it's really, I put them in the hands. And even if you call me, we're great buddies. You move to town, you want a bed, you call me, obviously you want a deal, but you want the guy. Anybody does that. We all do that. And so I'll take the call and say, which of my stores is best for you? Where would you like to be? And then I can meet you out there or get out of the way, because I have a much better guy there who knows by far more than I do. By far. These guys are good. These RSAs are really good, and they really do care. They care. It's hard for me to believe that anybody could care more than I care. But I'm telling you, I have some really good people. So.
No, that's awesome. And that goes to, we could take this conversation a million different ways, but just as far as talent recruitment and what the training must be like, the onboarding over there, I imagine plays a big part in that.
Yes. And that's what we try to say on the front end. We tell them what our culture is. here, we have a need, you have a need. Thanks for showing up. The last five people said they would, didn't. So, hey, it's kind of neat even to see somebody walk through the door. Thank you. Now let's establish if this is a good fit, using the word fit again, because you're not going to be happy if it's not a good fit. And we're not going to be happy. And then we're going to be dating for no reason at all. And so we need to, let's deal with that stuff up front. And then now I can get real serious. And so I let them know that. So my yes means yes, my no means no. And I'm going to calibrate what your yes and no means. And you got to be, we got to move at this pace. And so if you like that, you're going to love it here. If you don't like that, you're not only going to not love it here, you're not going to stay here, and you're really not going to like me, because I'm not playing. I'm serious.
Yeah, there's, you know, three dates, you got that 3-date limit, and that's where, that's when it gets serious. And but you know, that goes to show that a business model, you know, can, as long as you stick to it, is obviously super effective and translates to sustained success. And you know, another part of that too is, you know, there's a lot of things that you've been talking about that you've been doing well for a long time, and the little things. You know, I'm sure there's been innovation over the years too. So how had, you know, thinking back to when you started with the bed store to kind of where you're at today, how much has changed in what you do, and how much have you had to innovate?
I mean, I think we get credit for innovating, but I wouldn't use that strong a word. We adjust. And once again, if you're listening to the consumer, somebody's out there every day right now while you and I are talking here, somebody's retweaking. Somebody really genius is figuring out the next bed in an envelope or something. I don't know. I mean, stuff is happening, and the customer's going to be exposed to that. And so what we try to do, we're not trendy. We try to wait and see. We try to be ahead of the market in our thinking, but wait and see what's going to get traction. And so I'm really a good synergist. If anything, I'm a better synergist. I have a good vision and view of the marketplace. I have an ability, and I don't know if it's empathy or what, that people want to work with me. So that's kind of nice. I'm very appreciative of it. And getting out of people, I think the best thing that we do, let me set this up this way. There are three P's, I believe, and the fourth is a given, profit. But there's three P's in this order that everything else is judged by. And the most important thing in retail, in selling.
Yep.
First one is presentations. Presentation sell. That's true. Now, there can be con presentations. They still sell.
Yeah.
I don't want those. But I want right. I want powerful presentations. I want them to be people-centric, focused on the people. So, because we're a P2P business, we're people-to-people business. And I think that formula is the best formula. And we're not a business-to-people formula, because that business model runs upside down, skews.
Right, right.
And so once again, I'm a Baptist minister. So I try to go back to, and people can be nasty, by the way, on the other side. So I try to protect us too. A lot of stuff is built into this, but I used to mow yards as a kid. And so I'd go knock on doors. My dad, you know, set us all up in business early to learn the principles of business. And I bought a real type mower instead of the one that cuts this way.
Yeah.
So I had to clean the yard before I did it and get caught in the blades, but it was pretty. It looked like carpet. And so I'd knock and I'd do my spiel. And I'd say at that time it was $5 a yard. That's how far back it was. He worked for your money. But I would say, I don't know who mows your yard. Your yard looks great. I would like an opportunity. I'll give you the first mowing for free to show you what I'm talking about. But I use a real type mower, and I have to clean your yard before I mow it, but it'll be like carpet. You will walk out onto carpet. So and that, once again, that's just a little detail.
Yeah.
Those mowers cost a lot more. Nobody used them, too much work. But my dad always said, you will remain blue collar your whole life. Always work for your money. So I've brought that principle over. And I had to start hiring people and buying those mowers for other people. That's how well that formula went. We just brought that over and stayed simple. So you ask about innovation. It's really not innovative. It's a synchronizing what's available and trying to see what might be ahead and saying, where do we get inside this? So it's a team effort. It's an industry effort. I try to share as much of that with my industry, not necessarily the guy across the street, but, you know, just because he may not play fair. I don't know. But if we're not healthy as an industry, we're not healthy. We're always trying to do that. So.
Absolutely. And I think part of that, too, I know, you know, one of the things that you talk about kind of thinking ahead, finding the synergies in an industry. And I know, you know, you kind of hit on it. The mattress industry is one where people are, you know, whether it's bed in a box, bed in an envelope someday, who knows, but it's being disrupted. And I know you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've brought in, I know Nationwide has the partnership with Nectar, and you know, they were the bed in the box that we got in. So that, you know, proof that whether you're, you know, selling online, you guys are a mattress store. I know you're doing both, but you know, you're willing to work with those types of brands that are trying to be disruptive.
Yeah. Well, the customer's telling us that. And in that case, the customer wasn't telling us that. We weren't getting that customer. And so we when we sit down to solve the equation, to work on the tuck fit back to us, we're saying, so here, and we got graphs on everything, but here's where we're weak. And why are we weak? Is it, and how would we approach that? So the last P that I didn't give you, so we got the presentation, we got the people-centric, which is the most important thing, and then the products that will back that up. The product is the last thing. It's not the first thing. So right. I don't just grab a brand or product. You know, right now, I don't carry it. I'm not plugging it. But right now, if I just listen to company chatter, in the lounge, you know, I might should add a color brand to my lineup.
It might fall right in line with those P's.
another P. And so we would look at that if that was available. And that's another thing we'll say, you know, if that happened, and I don't anticipate that it is, but if that happened, we would make the necessary calls. We would go on a dating spree and just kind of say, you know, we think we might be interested. I'm not sure you would or should. Here's our credentials. Here's what we think we could do in our marketplace if we had that. And without selling our soul, here's what we're willing to do. And before we launch our own pink line, we're thinking maybe, you know, we might try your color. You know, and that's really how we approach everything.
No, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense and shows that, you know, you can't be and like you said, innovative might be a strong word, but it still goes to show that you're willing to adapt and, you know, kind of see what customers want and kind of what fits with what you're doing. And that adaptability and willingness to adjust and, you know, it's small innovations, but I still think they're innovations. So, you know, it shows that kind of, you know, is what needed to be able to have sustained success.
Exactly.
No, it's awesome. And, you know, I know we could talk I could keep this going for hours. So this is a lot of fun, but I know we've both got places to go and, you know, things to do. So I want to make sure you have time and, we'll certainly be back in touch, but Roger, I really appreciate you know, joining us and sharing a lot of insights and, you know, peeling back the covers of the bed store and kind of letting us in and, you know, allowing us to experience what it's all like down there in Knoxville.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking your time. I want to say two things. One's a do plug for Nationwide because I was resistant to that. And there was a lot of persistence on some people's part to get me in it because I'm just not a joiner. And I didn't see it. I am a disciple, a believer. I truly am. You guys, especially during this COVID thing, y'all earned your stripes. And then shameless, this is just shameless for Dave Arrico. He is the best. And I apologize if other people don't have him. He is the best.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that. You know, we appreciate it. And, you know, certainly, like I said, we'll be catching up again, hopefully sometime in person sooner rather than later, whether it's, you know, us getting down there or Who knows? At an in-person prime time when we get back to those.
So. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. We'll take care of you when you come to town.
Awesome. I expect to be tucked in. So
you will be. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Man. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
And a huge thanks again to Roger for taking time out of his busy schedule to share some really awesome insights with us for that podcast. And, you know, really cool to see, just aside from just the little things, how, you know, they apply so many different strategies and kind of, you know, unique sayings. With the thing I think that sticks out is just how Tuck is kind of part of every part of his business, from the acronym to the Tuck Fit system to, you know, what they'll tuck you in, and it's just cool, you know, to see how that applies throughout and how they use that and kind of squeeze the juices out of it, if you will. So really great interview. Had a pleasure speaking with Roger, and you know, like I said, appreciate his time, and as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.